Hey there, it's Darius, and thank you for tuning in to a new episode of the Darius Furu Show. Today, I want to talk to you about the most life-changing habit that I have been doing since 2014. I've talked about it many times on my blog, probably also on the podcast. But on this episode, I want to share a few very practical techniques with you to make sure that the habit of journaling sticks, because it is truly one of the most powerful things that you can do. And whether you have been doing it or not, I hope that these insights that I've learned over the past 10 years can help you to transform your life through the act of journaling. And it's really powerful because journaling is free. Well, almost free, because you have to buy a notebook or some software, but it's not a very expensive habit. It just takes time. Plus, you have to know what to journal about. And that is the biggest challenge that I often hear from people who want to start with journaling. So let's get started with some techniques. And the first one is related to that challenge of what should I journal about? Because you probably know that it's really powerful, because the act of translating your thoughts into words is not only a very helpful skill, because it will help you in your day-to-day life, but it will also give you clarity and focus. And this is why it's so life-changing. So there are four questions that I often return to when I start my journaling practice, usually in the morning, or and sometimes I even use these questions at night. I just transform them a little bit, but let me read them to you. And I'm going to start with my favorite one, which is, how was my sleep and what can I do to improve it? So every day when I start my journaling, I always start with, went to bed at, 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. and woke up at 9, 8, whatever the time is that day. So it serves a few purposes, because I always have something to write about. I can never use the excuse of, what should I write about? Because I always go to bed and I always wake up. So you neutralize that excuse with that question. And at the same time, it makes you aware that you need to prioritize your sleep, which is, I think, one of the most important things when it comes to health and productivity. So it always puts sleep on my mind. And ever since I've been doing that, it has also helped me to improve my sleep and become consistent with the rest that I'm getting. Another thing that I ask myself is, what is one thing that I need to accomplish today if I do it in the morning? Or if I didn't do it that day, I ask myself, what is the one thing I need to accomplish tomorrow? And then I review it in the morning in some cases. But this question is all about focus. What is the most important thing that day? And it doesn't always have to be something related to work. It could also be, hey, try to get a good workout in, because you haven't worked out in a week or so, or you haven't gotten a good workout in a week, or go for a run or get a good cardio session. So it could be anything. Could be prepare a nice meal. Could be go visit your parents. And all of the work stuff is also very obvious if you have a deadline or if you have an important project that you are working on. There you have it. That's the thing that you need to do. Then there are two optional questions that I sometimes use, and that is, what am I grateful for today? Just to appreciate the things that I have, because I can forget a lot when it comes to the good things in life. And I think a lot of us can relate to that, because we take things for granted, and I've been doing that as well. So sometimes I think to myself, hey, return to the good old question of, what am I grateful for today? And it's a thing that a lot of people in personal development always talk about, and it's completely true. So why not ask yourself that question? And then, what am I looking forward to today? Kind of in the same vein of what I need to accomplish, but it could have a little bit more personal and excitement and curiosity twist to it. If you feel like you're a little bit stuck or you're not motivated, that's a great question to ask yourself. All right, so let's move on to some more professional type of questions and stuff that you can use in your career. Now, one of my favorite ways to use a journal is to deal with my obstacles and challenges. So I regularly just sit down for 15 minutes or half an hour and just start writing. But it's all about asking yourself the right questions. So let's say you are dealing with some challenges at work, or you feel like you're not making progress, or you have some priorities and some tasks at work that you're not sure about how to accomplish. So here are a couple of questions you can ask yourself. What's standing in the way of achieving my current goals? Why is it an obstacle, and how can I deal with it? And just ask yourself, just start that way. It's very simple to remind yourself of, right? That I have a challenge, and what is standing in my way? So remember this. Always ask yourself, what's standing in the way? And you can also ask other people when you are talking to them, or friends, family, or maybe you're a coach or a manager and you see someone is being stuck, ask themselves, what's standing in the way of success, or what's standing in the way of achieving your goal? Ask yourself that. And you'll come to a lot of new insights about yourself. So I highly recommend that. And then keep asking, okay, why is it an obstacle? And then how can I deal with it? So you force yourself to find solutions. So highly recommend it. Then another way that you can use your journal is to use it as a tool for long-term focus. So this is particularly important when you have a bunch of long-term goals for yourself and you're doing a review with yourself and trying to see whether you're on the right track. Maybe you feel like you're not making good progress. Maybe you feel like you could do more, you have more potential. Ask yourself, if I were to repeat today's actions every day for an entire year, where would I be next year? And this forces you to look at your actions. If you're listening to this and you can't take notes and you want something to remember, just occasionally look at your habits. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis? Are you reading every day, working out, dedicating focused work to your important goals? Are you dedicating time to your passion projects, side gigs, whatever? And look at those daily actions, those mundane things that you repeat every single day, and try to see whether you're on the right track, whether you are doing what you set out to do. And then also ask yourself, is this where I want to be? This is something a lot of people don't ask themselves, because they hear about something or read about habits of billionaires and they think, oh, that's what I want to do. And then they don't think about, oh, okay, is this actually something what I want to do? And if I perform this action, where does it lead me? And is this the place where I want to be? So as you can see, these journaling techniques are all about self-awareness and training yourself to measure yourself more often so you can constantly improve yourself. And then finally, some questions for closing the day at the end of the day. Let's say you didn't really journal throughout the day, or you did journal in the morning and also you want to journal at night. That is honestly the ideal situation. I tend to do that maybe half of the time. I do journal every day, sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night, sometimes both moments. And honestly, if you can, that's the framework that I recommend. So at the end of the day, ask yourself, of course, what is my focus for tomorrow? Because when you wake up with clarity, you'll just wake up and you start, right? So if you write down a couple of things that you want to do tomorrow, you'll remember those things when you wake up. And then also, especially when you are learning, if you are on the path of self-improvement, you started a new job, you are starting a new project, ask yourself, what did I learn today? What new insights did I gain? What did I accomplish today? So reflect a little bit and write everything that you are thinking, because it will help you to remember what you have learned. It will help you to reflect on the things that you've been doing. Plus, it will help you to be a little bit more grateful for the effort that you have been putting in, because sometimes we forget that we are actually doing our best, but we don't see the results as fast as we want, and then we get frustrated. So you can certainly avoid that by being a little bit more appreciative of your effort and the things that you've been doing. So these are a few ways that I use journaling. I highly recommend you to get started with this stuff and find a way that you can ingrain these things in your brain, because if you can do that and it becomes automatic for you, you don't need journaling prompts. You don't need anyone to tell you what to journal about. You'll have enough input in your mind to keep yourself going forever. So thanks for listening. I hope you found this useful. And until the next episode, like always, take care.